proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast relating to Bible studies. The author of the book of Hebrews designed his epistle to reach Hebrew Christians who were thinking of wavering in their faith in the face of persecution. He reminded them throughout the book that Jesus Christ was superior. Superior to the angels, superior to Moses, superior to their own Old Testament sacrificial system. This study picks up with the author's argument in Hebrews chapter 8. He summed up his argument about the ways that the priestly ministry of Jesus Christ exceeded that of the Levites. The author mentioned how the Savior, being sinless, did not have to offer sacrifices for his own transgressions. Furthermore, the writer of Hebrews remarked that those who brought offerings under the Levitical system had to do so repeatedly. Finally, he pointed out that Jesus Christ, unlike the Levitical priests, entered into his office based upon a divine oath. In the opening verses of Hebrews 8, the author argued that the Old Testament sacerdotal order actually foreshadowed the priestly ministry of Jesus Christ. He noted that Jesus Christ, who sat at the right hand of God the Father, had a more powerful intercessory ministry than any of the Levitical priests could have had and did have. When the author of Hebrews penned that epistle, the Levitical priesthood still performed the ministry at the temple in Jerusalem. God intended for those Levitical sacrifices to depict the forthcoming atonement that Jesus Christ would accomplish at Calvary. Once the Savior completed his work on the cross, there remained no further need for those Old Testament offerings. Not long after the epistle to the Hebrews was written, a Roman army entered into Jerusalem. When the temple burned down, the Jewish sacrificial system ceased to operate. Nobody, not Jew nor Gentile, nobody needs to bring God's any more offerings. By means of his atonement, Jesus Christ presented God the Father with the only sacrificial blood that mattered to him. The 8th chapter of Hebrews began with these words, quote, "Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man," unquote. Once again, the author of Hebrews asserted the superiority of Jesus Christ, in this case relating to his priestly duties over those of the Old Testament priests. Jesus Christ partook of certain privileges forbidden to any of the Levitical high priests in connection with how those high priests could minister in the sanctuary. The Jewish high priest could only approach God through the Holy of Holies only upon the Day of Atonement. Furthermore, they had to make offerings for their own sins before they could do so for the Jewish people. Moreover, they needed to stand continually while they ministered. Neither the tabernacle nor the temple had any seating arrangements. Contrast this with the priestly ministry of Jesus Christ. He never has a problem obtaining access to his heavenly Father. Indeed, according to the second chapter of John's first epistle, Jesus Christ is an advocate with God the Father because he sits at the right hand of the throne of God. Furthermore, Jesus Christ will never have to offer sacrifices for his own transgressions. He is without sin, in Peter's words, a lamb without spot and blemish. Because of that, Jesus Christ will never have to worry about sin separating him from God, something that every Old Testament high priest had to concern himself with. Therefore, Jesus Christ functioned as a superior high priest to those of the Old Testament because Jesus Christ's high priesthood had more value because of his deity and because of his excellency. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.